Burkina Faso is welcoming 700 diaspora descendants home in a historic Pan-African homecoming, a story that goes beyond the headlines. Nearly 700 people of African descent recently set foot on Burkinabe soil, answering a call that has echoed through generations. This October 26th to November 8th, 2025 visit, organized by the African Diaspora Development Institute and welcomed by Captain Ibrahim Traoré's government, marks a symbolic homecoming. Dr. Arikana Chihombori Kwao, ADDI President and former African Union representative, leads this historic delegation. This homecoming involves over 700 visitors for a 14-day duration, focusing on four key investment sectors. Captain Ibrahim Traoré has declared Burkina Faso the home of all Africans, positioning his nation as a land of hope for the diaspora. The visit includes official meetings with government ministers and conferences exploring investment opportunities in agriculture, renewable energy, mining services, and technology. Cultural visits and solidarity actions for internally displaced persons are also part of the agenda, coinciding with Burkina Faso's National Cultural Week. This homecoming transcends cultural symbolism, driven by real economic opportunities in sectors critical to African development. Burkina Faso, Africa's fourth largest gold producer, offers investment potential in mining equipment manufacturing, finance, and consulting services. Agriculture, employing a quarter of the population, presents opportunities in irrigation, agro-processing, and livestock value chains. With only one quarter of the population having reliable electricity, renewable energy offers significant potential for solar, wind, and off-grid solutions. President Traoré personally invited diaspora investors, emphasizing mutually beneficial partnerships and amending the mining code to mandate 15% ownership transfer to Burkina Faso. Citizenship represents the ultimate reconnection for many diaspora members, with ADI claiming access to permanent residency without the standard 5-year requirement. Permanent residents gain rights to work, invest, and own property, though political rights like voting remain restricted initially. However, challenges include Burkina Faso's 151st ranking in ease of doing business, security concerns, and French as the official language. This movement builds on a rich history of diaspora return, including Marcus Garvey's Universal Negro Improvement Association, founded in 1914. Malcolm X also advocated for African reconnection in the 1960s, believing in separation with equal resources to repair damages from oppressive systems. More recently, Ghana launched its Year of Return in 2019, granting citizenship to hundreds of African Americans and Caribbean migrants. Captain Traoré's Pan-African vision echoes Thomas Sankara's legacy, who led Burkina Faso from 1983 to 1987. Sankara renamed the nation from Upper Volta to Burkina Faso, meaning Land of Upright People, shedding colonial identity. Under Sankara, literacy rates soared from 13% to 73%, millions received vaccinations, and forest cover increased. Traoré continues this by expelling French troops, forging ties with Russia and Turkey, and establishing a state-owned mining enterprise. Understanding neocolonialism is crucial, defined by Kwame Nkrumah as a state appearing independent, while its economic system remains externally controlled. Africa loses more wealth than it receives. A 2014 study found $19 billion in aid received while $68 billion flowed out. Multinational companies repatriate $32 billion in profits annually, and some West African nations still pay colonial-era taxes to France. Traoré explicitly challenges this, describing terrorism as imperialism designed to keep Africa in permanent warfare and enable resource plunder. The diaspora homecoming addresses the historical trauma of transatlantic slavery, which forcibly deported 12.5 million people between the 16th and 19th centuries. Genetic research confirms these patterns, showing strong links between people in slave trading regions of Africa and disembarkation regions of the Americas. Nations like Benin now offer citizenship pathways based on documented ancestral connections, requiring DNA tests or family records. Economic participation by the diaspora is significant, with sub-Saharan Africa receiving an estimated $54 billion in remittances in 2023. These financial flows exceed foreign aid and often surpass foreign direct investment, bringing capital, skills, and knowledge. The African Diaspora Investment Symposium, celebrating its 10th anniversary in 2025, provides a platform for diaspora-led initiatives. Young Africans drive much of the renewed Pan-African consciousness, resonating with Traoré's anti-imperialist messages. The Alliance of Sahel States, formed by Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso, further strengthens Pan-African solidarity. Despite optimism, challenges remain, including Burkina Faso's fragile security environment and infrastructure gaps. Human rights organizations criticize Traoré's government for curtailing civil liberties and suppressing media. Previous return movements, like the 1878 Liberian Exodus, faced mismanagement and high mortality, offering cautionary tales. The Burkina Faso homecoming represents a fundamental shift in African self-determination, offering concrete pathways to citizenship and investment. It challenges neo-colonial assumptions, positioning diaspora capital and expertise as primary drivers of growth, rejecting the narrative of Africa as perpetually dependent. For Black Americans and other diaspora members, these homecomings offer healing, transforming abstract ancestry into tangible connection. The Pan-African dimension matters most for continental unity, rebuilding pre-colonial networks of trade, culture, and solidarity. The question shifts from whether diaspora return is possible to how it can succeed sustainably, with Burkina Faso's experiment offering one answer. The presence of African Americans, Caribbeans, and Europeans of African descent in Ouagadougou signals that the long journey home continues, step by determined step. This video was brought to you by African Elements. You can support their work at patreon.com/africanelements for more educational content.